everybody, and welcome back to Growing With The Flow. Thank you for tuning in today. Happy Monday. Hope you had a nice weekend. And I hope this week is a nice one. Not too much stress, just a chill, happy weekend. Yeah, thanks for coming back to the podcast. I have been away for 2 weeks this time, so we've got some catching up to do, but overall, not so much has happened. Last weekend, I went to Scotland, which was so nice. Oh, it's just so, like, picturesque. We went to a place near Perth, just, like, in the countryside. And it was really nice. Lots of, like, autumn vibes. It was really cold as well, especially compared to down here. And went on some nice walks and just, like, chilled, which was really nice. It's nice to, I don't know, feel like you're actually, like, really doing something with the weekend. And then I had another week of uni, and then this weekend, I'm recording on Sunday evening, as usual, and I spent this weekend at home, actually, because I was cat-sitting for my parents. So I just went home for one night, but kind of has felt really long. I just got back, and it's, like, 8:30, so that's what I've been up to. My university work, I feel like, is taking, so I had to do a presentation this week on Tuesday, which actually went fine. I've got another one this Tuesday coming, which, I'm dreading. I really don't want to do it. This class in particular is, like, everybody just seems really clever and really well-spoken and seems to understand everything, and I just don't. And I know it's, like, obviously I know what imposter syndrome is, but, like, I feel like when you're experiencing it, it just feels like the truth, you know? You don't really think of it as, like, you're experiencing imposter syndrome. It's more like, I am just the dumbest person in this class, and I'm just nervous to do this presentation because, I don't know, thing is, I don't even really care what these people think. Like, if they all think, oh, that presentation was really easy and, like, she watered it down a lot, so be it, like, that's fine. But I don't know, I just feel like in the moment it's really awkward, and the, like, professor will ask questions, so I just hope that I don't get a difficult question or something that I literally can't answer. I'm hoping that it's, like, a question I can at least give, like, a stab at. So yeah, I also have to write an essay for Friday, which I've not started, but it's on the topic of the presentation. So because I've, like, almost finished the presentation, I'm hoping that I can write the essay really quickly, but who knows. And yeah, and then next week is actually reading week, which is very nice. I'm very excited to just not have any classes. I still have, you know, plenty of work to be doing. I have an essay to write, and then I also have an exam the following week, so I need to, like, revise for that. But I won't have to, like, do any reading for a class, because obviously I'm, like, I just won't be having to doing that. And then I also won't have to go to the classes, so I feel like I'll just have a bit more time. I think I'm gonna give myself a half week off and then go back on, like, maybe Wednesday and get into the essay and also do my readings for the following week, because I don't, like, I have a lecture on 10 a.m. on a Monday, so I have to do readings before that. So yeah, that's the plan, and hopefully it can be executed well. I am pretty tired. Honestly, this whole uni thing is exhausting. I feel so guilty because it's, like, everybody else has a job and works 9 to 5 and, or, like, minimum, and I've just had this whole year off, and it's, like, I literally did nothing. And it's just so rough that everybody else is doing this the whole time. Like, I'm exhausted. And I feel like it's like I've gotten over the hump of it. Like, my body has gotten used to it, but it's still just so much. Like, it's just tiring. And yeah, like, it's good. And I'm really interested in everything still, which is really nice. But I just feel like I'm juggling, like, 100 balls. And it's hard knowing that, like, I'll still have to do work over Christmas and over Easter and, like, all of next summer. Like, I don't really get more than, like, a couple days off until it's done, unless, like, there's not really a feasible way to do that because there's just a lot to be done, you know? So I don't know, it's hard. But once I get to reading week at the end of this week, I will have done half of this term of content, and there's only 2 terms of content, so really then I will have done a quarter of the degree, which is kind of crazy. I'm not, like, I won't have submitted anything that counts, but I still will have, like, covered the content of a quarter of it. So I kind of do have a bit more hope that I can understand stuff, because there are some classes where I do feel really lost, but overall I'm feeling, like, medium about my understanding. Like, I think it's like doable with a lot of revision and stuff. So I think it's gonna be fine. Who knows? It's getting dark so early this week. I have been doing a few things like in the evening where I have been leaving and it's already dark, and that's kind of the first time I've been doing that, like where I'm actually like going. And it's like fair enough if you're going like out in the evening that it's going to be dark, but if you're just going out for like dinner or, you know, something like that, it's so sad how dark it is. And it's only going to get worse. Like, it's not even that bad right now, so I'm nervous for that, for sure. But, you know, you do it every year and you just get through it. So I brought back a fun few things from home, which I'm excited to have. I brought back my rice cooker. So excited to have a rice cooker back in my life. These 5 weeks without one have been hard. I've just not had rice because once you have a rice cooker, I feel like it's just frustrating to cook rice any other way, because I know that this is the best way for me personally to do it. Like, I think it tastes better and it also is so easy. So I feel like I just miss having it. But I brought it back, and I also brought a plant for my room, which I think looks quite nice. It's adding a bit of a vibe. So I think my room's almost done, but I might buy a few new prints. I have done some Etsying and found some ones that I like, so I might order those later actually, because then I feel like my room will be almost done, which will be nice. So yeah, that's the things I brought from home. I also made banana bread today, so I brought that with me. My parents went away, but only literally for like 12 hours. So I don't even know, like, I could have definitely not, like, the cats would have been fine, but it was just, I guess they just like, they asked me and I said yes, basically. They went away at like 5 p.m. and then they got back at like 11 a.m. and it's like, I literally just woke up. So I've literally done nothing, but I also went to the gym today at home. This is really bad, don't tell anyone, but my membership expired, but I like snuck through the gates behind the person in front of me, because, and I did feel a bit bad about it, but to be honest, they steal so much money from me. Every time I've cancelled my membership, they're like, oh, well, you've not told us before this certain date, which is fair, that's my fault, so you have to pay for the next like 2 months or something. And it's like, surely, like, I'm on a rolling contract, like, surely I can cancel a month and I don't know, it's just stupid basically. So after that I decided to sneak in today, which maybe I shouldn't have done it, but I did it anyway. And yeah, that's what I've been up to. I also went to see the Eras film last night, but this episode is all about favorites. So I'm going to cover that in a minute. So yeah, I haven't done one of these episodes in ages, and I don't really know why. I think because I felt like I'd sort of said everything that I'd liked, but I came up with a list of like 2023 favorites. So these are fresh, hot off the press favorites that I've been loving this year. And I thought this would be nice going into like cozy season and winter and autumn to, you know, have some things to keep you occupied. I feel like I'm more likely to be, you know, like chilling in my room in the evening, or, you know, having like a cozy night in. So maybe some of these things will keep you entertained. I don't know. I feel like I do that all year round, like spring and summer as well. But just in case you're having a bit more of like a homey winter this year, I've got some recommendations for you. And yeah, I've got books, shows, films, some food, some podcasts, people to follow, and some random bits and bobs. So yeah, if you want to see previous ones, I used to do this on YouTube actually, now it's coming back to me. And I'm pretty sure I've done one episode before as well, but these are just like newer favorites. But if you want, you know, if you finish this episode and you're hungry for more, because obviously you will be, there are more episodes and stuff in the past, if you just go search them, it should be easy to find. So yeah, that's what we're gonna do today. Since I already mentioned it, I am gonna talk about the Eras tour. So my film section, firstly I have the Eras film. Oh my god, so I went to see it last night, and like I said, I was in Scotland last week, so I didn't get to go the weekend that it came out, and I saw all the videos of everyone dancing and having fun together, and I am sad that I didn't get to experience that, because obviously, like, a week on, people have been to see it, like, it's literally on, like, 10 times a day in every cinema, so, like, obviously, it's, like, people have seen it already, and I know people are going multiple times, but the one, like the showing that I went to, I think had like 10 people in it. So it definitely wasn't like full and we didn't dance. But that did look really fun. However, I feel like I still had a great time, and like I went with Shreya, so I feel like I still got to like share it with her. Going into it, I was honestly a little bit like, is this gonna be a bit boring? Because I feel like a concert film, I've watched the Reputation one on Netflix, and I don't know, I love them and it's so cool to see the show because it's so like intricate and everything. But I was a bit like, in the cinema, like with no other distractions, you know, like, is my attention span gonna just last this kind of thing? But we had no problems. Of course, Taylor, she always delivers. I thought it was amazing. And my main takeaway was seeing all the like facials and close ups and like the real nitty gritty details that you don't really see just from TikTok, because obviously I've seen essentially the whole tour on TikTok, but those videos don't normally show like the facials in the extent that this did. And also there are some songs where the production isn't as high and it's more just like her singing, or it's just more like not simple but like chill, I guess. And that doesn't normally like, you know, come up on my for you page because it's not as crazy. But it was cool to see all those songs as well, because I think a lot of that I haven't really seen actually. I thought I'd really seen everything, but there were a few songs that I was like, oh, I've not seen this be done really. So yeah, I thought it was really, really cool. We did make friendship bracelets, but we knew nobody was going to be there, so we didn't get to trade them, but I'll take them when I get to go next year, which is so exciting. I think actually seeing it in the concert made me even more excited to go next year, because now I like just like I had that post-concert feeling, and it's like that was just in the cinema, like I didn't even go to the concert, so I can't even imagine what it will be like to actually go. Yeah, I'm really excited. I thought it was amazing, and if you're like on the fence about going, I would recommend going. It was kind of expensive, more expensive than like regular films, but I don't know, so maybe wait till it's on Netflix or streaming or something. But yeah, I really liked it and I feel like it was worth it, so yes. Another film that I saw this year that I really loved is Barbie. I've spoken about this on the podcast already, so I won't really go into this, but I have not cried like that at like a piece of content in my life. And I've like watched sad stuff, and I feel like I normally cry at like the crucial moment, you know, it's like either the ending or like when somebody dies, or you know, when there's like a big moment I'll cry. But Barbie, I started crying like a third of the way through, and then I cried till the very end. Like, I just thought it was the best film. I actually love that. I really want to watch it again. I went to the cinema to see it twice. I'm pretty sure it's you can pay to like watch it now on like Prime and stuff, or just find like a link. But I don't know, I want to only watch it when I really have the time to dedicate, because to me it's just not a film I would ever want to be like checking my phone during, or like, oh sorry, I like got a parcel, I need to go answer the door. Like, I need to watch it like completely uninterrupted, because I don't want to ever dilute it or like ruin it for me, because I genuinely loved it so much that I need every time I watch it to be a perfect viewing. And I thought like second time I probably won't cry as much, but I cried more. So who knows, maybe if I watch it at home I won't cry, I can't tell. But yeah, I really, really loved that. Going into some shows, I recently watched the last season of Sex Education, which I've also spoken about, so I'll just touch on it lightly. But this season got a lot of hate, and obviously like whatever you like is whatever you like. Like if you like something, then like I'm not like trying to discount that. If other people didn't like it, that's like obviously up to them. But I think it had a lot of value, and I really liked a few of select storylines. Not the whole thing, not every single one. I feel like different things will resonate with different people, which is maybe the point of the show. And I actually really enjoyed it. So I feel like, I don't know, just like one positive review out there, because I feel there aren't many, and I really, really liked it. I May Destroy You. I watched this last summer, and this is one of the best made shows I've ever watched. It's on BBC iPlayer. I don't know where you watch it, like if you're not in the UK, but it's just a Google away, so you can find that. So basically it follows this woman, and I watched this a long time ago, so I hope I get the details right, but essentially she is kind of on like a night out and she wakes up the next day and she doesn't remember what happened, and then she keeps getting these sort of like figments of memory of the night, and it becomes like apparent that there was an assault or like a rape that happened during this night. And so I don't want to ruin it, but at the same time I feel like I can't talk about it without ruining it. Let me see, I'll go about it. So the episodes kind of follow her like having these like recollections, but also like her current life, like what she's doing currently. It also does follow a few other people as well, and I'm pretty sure it's set in North London. Anyway, the ending, like the last episode, when I watched it, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't really get it. Took me some googling and some like rewatching and like some fathoming, because I'm not an English girly, you know. I don't feel like I get that sort of thing. I'm not that clever. Yeah, I just feel like sometimes stuff like that goes over my head because my brain's not that good at that sort of thing. But anyway, I feel like after fathoming the ending, I love it like 10 times more because of how like real it is. And I think the message that it puts across is like kind of the most important message. So I loved that. It is definitely like a heavy watch and also contains a lot of triggers. So like check that before you watch it. But I thought it was amazing. The woman, I think her name's Michaela, who stars in it, also wrote it, I'm pretty sure, or directed it or something. And yeah, she is like amazing. Like, it's like crazy how good this show is. So I'd really recommend that if you're looking for like a meaty watch. Okay, next we have some books. Firstly, I have Shuggie Bain and Young Mungo by Douglas Stewart. So both of these books I read this year. I started with Shuggie Bain, which I've been wanting to read for a while. It's about a little boy. It follows him from like really young, maybe even like 6 or 10, until he's 16, I'm pretty sure. He lives in Glasgow. He's from like a working class family and lives in like a very working class area. And it's just so well written and very pulls on the heartstrings. I think also just like a really important story and a real look into like for example, I'm sure like a lot of you guys listening aren't even from the UK, maybe you've not even heard of Glasgow. I just feel like it's a real look into like a specific person's life that maybe you would never come across if you never read this book. So yeah, I absolutely loved it. And having studied in Scotland as well, I feel like I've been to Glasgow a few times, so I recognize some of the places, and I just think it was a really like incredible book. And off the back of that, I was like, I have to read his other book, which is Young Mungo, which also set in Glasgow, about a boy who is I think 16 as well, but over not as big a time period, but it's flashbacks between two different settings, and then at the end they meet. And this book was, oh my god, no, some of the scenes in this book were so upsetting and intense. I'm sorry that I'm recommending so much intense stuff. I was like, oh, I'm gonna recommend you some fun like autumn watches, and then it's all like so intense. But these books were so good. So yeah, Young Mungo, I didn't really mention, but both books, the like protagonist is gay, and they're set, god, my history is not good, maybe like the 60s, I don't know, something like that. So that's also like a big element of the book. In the first one, he's like a lot younger for most of the story, and doesn't really like, that's not like sort of as much a part of it, like he doesn't like experience a relationship within it. And then Young Mungo, he does, and it's all about how that, I guess that's kind of the main storyline, is like this relationship, and then also how he's like treated as a gay. Yeah, it's very, very sad. But I just think like a powerful read. So those are the books that I've not read that much this year. Oh, I also had another one actually, Americana. I have wanted to read this for ages, and all three of these books are, I wouldn't say long books, but they're not like quick, easy reads, which sometimes you want, but sometimes you want something where you know that like when you finish it, you're really going to have that like feeling of satisfaction. And I don't know, I feel like you can just take so much away from a book like that. So yeah, I'd also really recommend Americana. It's about a woman from Nigeria and she moves to the US to study, I believe, and then her experiences with that, and then she moves back to Nigeria. And yeah, it's a lot about like the way she's treated when she lives in the US, and also just her life, like her education, her growing up, her relationships as well. And it's like beautifully written, and again a really like poignant, important story, I think. So I love that book as well. So some good recs for you there. Okay, podcasts. I only have one podcast rec. I want more. Actually, I do have a couple others. My one podcast that's like my ride or die is Goes Without Saying. I feel like I mention them all the time, so you, and I feel like you probably all listen, but I love their podcast so much. It's just like the best podcast ever. I would listen to them every day if they uploaded an episode every day. I do listen to them a lot of days. I've listened to most of the episode multiple times. If you're looking for something that is like, I don't know, women focused and for people who are like maybe 20s, 30s, growing up, and just like, you know, life's a bit shit, life's kind of hard, I feel like they just sum up the way I'm feeling and also give me like a sort of metaphorical like it's all gonna be okay feeling. Like if you're ever lonely, this is a great episode, or a great podcast, sorry, to tune into and just like hear a chat from two girls who are so funny and so clever and witty and just, oh, I love them. So yeah, I can't love them more. I love everything they do. I always buy their merch. I love every TikTok, Instagram post, everything they do is just like chef's kiss to me. I just think they have, their little brains are so good. Yeah, other podcasts I like are Voice Notes with Jordan Teresa. I think she covers some really cool topics. I love her YouTube channel as well, but recently been dabbling in the podcast. And also listened to a few episodes of Here for the Crack with Emma Neal recently. So yeah, I actually am also an Olivia Neal in a monologue listener, but she's been on a hiatus, but I think it's coming back maybe this week, so I'm excited for that because I do really enjoy her podcast. I love how much she overshares. Like, it's actually kind of, to me, outrageous how much she overshares, especially things where it's like she's so famous that this could be like gossip on like a news article, but she's just willing to like put it all out there. I just love that because it's so fun to listen to. Okay, people to watch slash follow. Grackle is one of my favorite YouTubers. I'd even go as far as saying favorite YouTuber. I also watch her vlog channel called Extra Grack, and she just has cozy, homey vibes. She like, I think her banner says like, I like trying things, which I think is such a good summary of her channel. She mainly food focused, I'd say, but also like anything focused, like trying brands for anything really, like trying new cafes, restaurants, that sort of thing. And she's just, I just think she's very lovely, funny. I also think she's very real. It's not over edited, it's not like super saturated or anything like that. I think it feels like you're on FaceTime to somebody a little bit, but definitely on the vlog channel. So I love following her. Also JC Marie, she makes vlogs and she does also have a podcast which I listen to as well. And I love her vlogs. She's very vibe, like the vibes are great. I really like her. Meg Hughes, I love her YouTube channel and her TikTok. Impeccable vibes. Ava Maloche, another one who I've loved for years. She is very, it's very like cinematic and beautiful. She has a great mind for editing. I feel like her editing is very, very cool. Mia Chaloner, a new follow for me in the past like year or so. I love her TikTok content. She makes like little daily vlogs, lots of food stuff, but also jewelry, day-to-day vlogs, that sort of thing. And also Bea Heaton, I think they're friends. I want to be cool like them, but they just make such cute little vlogs and like what they're up to and food stuff, and I think they're really like wholesome people to follow on TikTok. I also, guys, I posted 2 TikToks this week, which is so unlike me and so weird. So if you want somebody new to follow, you can check me out if you want. I don't know. So weird. I don't really know what led me to do that, but I don't know. I posted 2 TikToks this week. Okay, I have some foods. This is pretty random, but I have been craving Ethiopian food recently. I'm going soon with my mum. I think my dad's coming too, actually. I think I tried it for the first time only this year. What I have had is the big pancake-like thing. I think it's pronounced inerja or iner. I don't know how you say it, sorry. And then lots of like different like vegetable and lentil-based curries, and you kind of use the pancake like roti to eat them, and it's so delicious. I think it's fermented, the pancake. It tastes very different to anything I've really ever had. Oh, but I've just got a craving for it, and there's a place near me actually, so I asked my mum if she wants to come because we had it at my brother's graduation. Like when we were in Manchester that day, we had some. And she'd never had it before, I don't think, and she also loved it. Secondly, I have samosas. If you are ever in Tooting in London, please get some samosas. I like the place, like Pooja Sweets, I think. There's loads of different ones on the high street though, and I just love samosas from Tooting. I need to go and get more. I was w there recently and I bought like 30 this summer because they're just so delicious. Okay, here's my thing. I do not like, okay, no, I love them, but I much prefer the thin, crispy samosas to the ones with the thick pastry. And I love both. I had some actually in India, the thicker ones, which I did really, really love. But the crispy ones just hit a different spot for me, texturally. I just love it. So, been obsessed with them. Next, we have hot dogs. Guys, hot dogs are amazing. I've had a hot dog obsession going for like 2 years. I recently got a really good one. I can't remember the name of the place though, but it's opposite the Smeg. Snog. What's Smeg? The kitchen brand. Snog Bus on South Bank. It's like a stall and they're doing hot dogs. They have, I think, a vegan one and a normal one. Oh my god. I love the toppings. I love mustard. I love gherkins, crispy onions, sauerkraut. All of that stuff. There's also a good place. I used to get the one in Edinburgh, in George Square. What's it called? Is it called On the Roll? The Bratwurst. Bratwurst. I never know how to say that. Those hot dogs, they are so good. I just love a hot dog. I actually think I prefer a hot dog to a. If you're just talking like bun and sausage, I prefer that to a burger. I'd rather a shit hot dog than a shit burger. But I probably would rather. No, I just prefer hot dogs. They're just so good. And I feel like they're kind of. No one speaks about hot dogs. They're a little bit under the radar. So, yeah. And then finally, I have those oven croissants, the ones that you buy from Just Roll. I feel like I rediscover these like every like couple years because it's such a great concept. I saw you can also do it in the air fryer. I don't have one, but if you do. So you like get the pastry and then you put the little chocolate strips in and you just put them in the oven for like 10 minutes or something, and it's like they're warm and fresh and it's so good, but you don't actually have to do anything. You literally just bake them. So, oh, so good. Right, finally, we have some random things. So firstly is paint by numbers. I've completed 2 paint by numbers this year. This was a thing I started like because I was at home and I wasn't doing anything and I had no plans and I was literally just like sitting around. All I did was go to the gym. That was genuinely my whole life. But it's not even like I was doing anything intense at the gym. That was just the one thing I had going at the moment. So I thought I needed something new to like stimulate me and to do while I was watching TV. And I got them. I can't really remember the brand, but I just googled like paint by numbers and they were some of the cheapest ones. I've done a picture of Edinburgh and then I've also done a picture of like a Scottish beach. And they're so pretty. And it's just so nice, and you really get a feeling of like satisfaction when you finish them. And I like it because if I'm watching TV, sometimes I'll go on my phone, but this means because you're painting, it means that you're focused on the TV. And I find that it kind of like dulls my mind a little bit if you want some like recharge time. I also did a puzzle when I was in Scotland, a big puzzle of a Marmite bottle, which actually kind of frustrated me because towards the end it was like I just want to finish this and it was so difficult. It was like 500 pieces, but I did like it and I'm kind of like, should I become one of those people that does a puzzle? Maybe, but not here because I don't really have space to do a puzzle here. And then finally, I just got a Lush face wash. Oh my god, I just got a new Lush face wash, which I'm loving. And just Lush in general. I went into the one on Oxford Street, and granted that it's like the biggest Lush I think that exists, but it's just so much fun in there. Guys, they have all the autumnal things, they have the Christmas things, they have so many options. And for once, you know when you go to Lush and you're like, the staff are so lovely, but sometimes I'm just like too shy and awkward and I don't really want to interact. So I'm like, oh, I don't want to go to Lush today because like they're gonna ask me stuff and I just want to be in my own bubble. But I actually did want to ask because I wanted a new face wash and I didn't know which one I wanted. So I had her explain them all to me, which I did feel a bit bad about because it was like, I don't know, I just feel like I'm bothering you. But I guess they love to do it because they're always so chatty in there. But I just had a great time. I've got two new face washes and I also got some Snow Fairy body lotion just to make me happy. But yeah, Lush in general, such a great shop. And good for a browse, get yourself like one little thing to treat. So yeah. Okay, those were my favourites. Bit of a shorter app, but I hope you enjoyed nonetheless. And I'm gonna do a post on the Instagram and I would love if you commented just one thing that you're loving. Anything, like from any of the categories or outside the categories, just so we can all get some recs from each other. Yeah, thank you so much for listening. The podcast Instagram is growingwiththefloat_podcast if you don't follow. And I love you all so much. Thank you for tuning in and I'll see you next week. Bye.